Siobhana was dreaming, and the night breeze whispering through the pines and cottonwoods filtered through her dreams as well. She dreamed she had a visitor. Siobhana was used to visitors coming along with one or more of their ghost pups. Then the humans would leave and the ghost dogs would stay and keep Siobhana company on the mountainside. But in her dream, the human, was she human? Visitor did not have a furry little ghost with her. In the dream, Siobhana went out onto her porch with a mug of hot coffee, and the visitor was sitting in the one and only rocking chair. Siobhana didn't mind that and went to lean on the porch rail and look out at the day, at the dogs already wandering the slopes and playing in the creek and digging holes that refilled as soon as the ghost dog moved on to another item of interest. After a moment, Siobhana turned back to the visitor and was sure in her dream that the visitor was a woman. In fact, a woman Siobhana had years ago occasionally seen on TV or in the paper. This woman represented the underdogs in court. Siobhana smiled at the love she and this woman shared for dogs, whether furry or human. "Good morning," Siobhana said. The woman rocked and smiled and nodded her head. Siobhana noticed the woman had a notebook or diary just as the woman looked down and continued to write in it. Siobhana went back inside and found her fat Rottweiler, Corey, nosing the refrigerator door open. "Now none of that," she told the Rottie, and held the fridge door closed. Corey gave her the best puppy dog eyes, then waddled out the front door. As Corey left the porch, Chow Mein came onto the porch and lay down looking at the visitor in the rocking chair. Siobhana set her mug down on the counter and jumped at how loudly it banged, which woke her from her dream. As she blinked and stretched, she wondered what had brought about a dream about a lawyer she didn't know, then laughed as she remembered Corey trying to be a kitchen ninja even in dreamland. After making her coffee, Siobhana went out to sit in her rocking chair, and she found an old diary on the seat of the chair. Shock froze her. She looked around her yard to see whether someone was actually here. No humans were in sight, either in front of the cabin or around the back, as Siobhana walked the wraparound porch and ended up in front of the chair once again. This time, Chow Mein's ghost stood on the other side of the chair looking expectantly at Siobhana. He let out a high-pitched yawn and lay down. Picking up the journal and sitting down, Siobhana gently opened the cover. The letters SP were inscribed on the first page. The next page started with today's date, November 1st, after which was written, "Hi, Siobhana, you don't know me, but I know you, and I know of the dogs who find their happy afterlife with you. You're famous to a small group of part-time writers. I'm so happy to finally have a chance to visit, but did not want to disturb your rest. If it's okay with you, I'd like to visit again next year. You can let me know by leaving this journal in this chair to be watched over by that Chow on the next October 31st. Thank you." Rarely having the opportunity to make friends and rarely wanting to, Siobhana knew she had an unexpected and most welcome friend. She smiled as she set the journal in her lap and took a sip of coffee. Next to her, Chow Mein stretched and wandered off to find a hole that needed digging.